early tonight. There's limited seating and limited parking.
This is Christian Foden-Vansel. I've come to this well-to-do high school just outside Portland to eavesdrop on Garrett Kepping's U.S. government class.
In a nutshell, what would you say caused the financial crisis that we have today?
Here's how teenagers Spencer Nowak, Allison Smith, and Sam Conklin see it.
Corporate greed.
Corporate greed. Allison?
Adjustable rate mortgages and the housing crisis.
Okay.
The subprime mortgages.
Subprime mortgages, good. All right, so those are pretty good answers, right?
Sitting in rows of desks a little too small for these seniors, they lean forward and follow Kepping's reasoning.
If we were to look huge picture, so the first step is, of course, mortgages. Okay, mortgage is basically where the bank loans you money so you can buy a house, and they let you stay there while you pay off the house, which is nice of them. Okay, what's a subprime mortgage?
Hands fly up as they explain people bought houses way above their means. Kepping then throws out a difficult one that Allison Smith tries to answer, and then Kate marks.
How did securities play into this? Yeah, Allison.
It was like the insurance policy, but it wasn't really, they couldn't call it insurance because they didn't want it to be regulated. I forgot the name of it.
Credit default swap.
Yeah.
Right. So, right, what happens is the banks bundle these mortgages together and sell them just like they're stocks, okay? But these investors got nervous. And so what they do to cover their bets is something called a credit default swap. But they didn't take enough money. They didn't reserve enough money to actually cover if those things failed. Now, why did they not have to do that? Jordan?
Okay, it was because it wasn't technically an insurance policy. It was called a credit default swap. And so it wasn't, part of like the government's job to make sure that it was regulated.
Excellent. Good, excellent. Right. What happens is because we're not calling it insurance, we're calling it a credit default swap, it's not regulated by the government, so these companies don't actually need to set aside this money to make sure they can cover their bet. Everybody feeling pretty good on this?
I wouldn't say I was feeling good about it, but I do feel a little less confused. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Vansel.